This is Kelsey Patterson with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. As many of us prepare to travel far and wide for the upcoming holiday season, I thought it fitting to recommend one of my latest nonfiction favorites. Today, I'm recommending Richard Ratay's Don't Make Me Pull Over, an informal history of the family road trip. The birth of America's first interstate highways in the 1950s hit the gas pedal on the road trip phenomenon, and families were soon streaming, sans seatbelts, to a range of sometimes stirring, sometimes wacky locations. In the days before cheap air travel, families didn't so much take vacations as survive them. Between home and final destination lay thousands of miles and dozens of annoyances, and with his family, Richard Ratay experienced all of them. From being crowded into the back seat with noogie-happy older brothers, to picking out a souvenir only to find that a better one might have been had at the next attraction, to dealing with a dad who didn't believe in bathroom breaks. Now, decades later, Ratay offers a good-natured guide that's both funny and informative, which perfectly captures the love-hate relationship that many of us have with road trips. Part memoir, part history lesson, and part travelogue, Don't Make Me Pull Over reveals how the family road trip came to be, how its evolution mirrored the countries, and reminds us what once made the great American family road trip so great, including 20-foot land yachts, oasis like Holiday Inn holodomes, and the thrill of finding a good buddy on the CB radio. Though I didn't grow up in the 70s like the author, this book reminded me of the many great road trips my own family took growing up. It made me long for those seemingly never-ending car rides when we played the license plate game and belted out classic rock hits at the top of our lungs to pass the time. And who can forget the dreaded, "Are we there yet?" question, which I'm sure many of us were all guilty of a time or two. Check out Don't Make Me Pull Over and other engaging works of nonfiction like it at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.